Konnichiwa. Nanji desu ka? Hai. Ima wa sono toki desu. Socrates was imprisoned for corrupting the youth of Greece. We still quote him. We still use his syllogistic approach to reason. I'm not sure what that means. Does it mean we're adept at overlooking a person's crimes to preserve their contributions to our reality? Or that we really don't think his crime was all that serious by today's standard? What I do know is that to function in the human sphere, more than a few allowances have to be made for our various vices and failures. Otherwise, you're going to be alone. I was married to the world's most amazing man, and he was chock full of flaws. I wouldn't even know where to begin listing what's wrong with me. People have become much less tolerant, even while sociopathic, and politically the world continues to force prejudices and hatreds into seclusion or submission. New petty ones get ever created to replace those who've wrestled into inertia, if not coma or death. It would be a good time in history for us to start rethinking the things we complain about versus the things that genuinely require effort, thought, collective cooperation to rid ourselves of. The whales still need saving, but then so do starving people we've mostly forgotten about now that it's no longer kitsch or fashionable to do so. More cars are destroying the atmosphere than ever before. And global warming is not only clearly true, but worsening. I really don't think we should be preoccupied with peanuts in public places. I like the idea that we can now all see one another on screen from across this planet and talk. We're using it to make YouTubers and scandalize. Get off with strangers instead of breaching that huge chasm and meeting in real life to kiss lips together. Real, intimate contact. Maybe we should all just be online on camera, naked as the day we were born, living our boring lives for everyone else to watch. We can all genuinely find some comprehension about who and what we are to ourselves, one another, the future. There really aren't any secrets anymore. And there's really not any room for shock or awe or confusion. Most of our mortal flaws are community access now. Understanding one another is not a matter of information, but an issue of eliminating the notion of threat. Why some people use people's frailty against them, I still don't quite understand. Is it just evil? How can we be sweet and kind when no matter how much we know about others around us, we still want to hurt them? There's so many cruel intentions. Every friendship or relationship we have now is a dangerous liaison. How do we purge the malice from our lives? Mercy may not be cool, but malice shouldn't be heroicized either. So far, there's plenty of space, food, and water on this planet for us all. Is there enough love? Is there enough faith, hope, compassion? These are the muscles we should be working, strengthening. But I think they're atrophying. Humans should be part of the beauty of the world, not its enemy. Sometimes it seems humans are dead set on being enemies to everything and everyone. Intentionally hostile, like a barking dog that sounds off at everything that comes near it. like to start a real effort for us all to simply just be together. It might mean losing something of our individuality, but at the rate all this me, I, selfishness and self-centeredness is going, we're getting further apart. Not good, not hopeful, very discouraging. Let's all be courageous enough to chain that hostility and let mercy and sexy, squeezy, kissy, huggy love have a solid chance to undo so much that needs and can be undone. Let's start with buttons and zippers. Let's undo all of those first. I get things will go better when we're all in our underwear, maybe less. Dare to bear and be square and play fair. And bring lube. Lots of lube.